פרגרף A, וזה שנוסנו התויר הטעם, על פי רואין שכר סוחיר ביועימוי, כי עוני הוא, ואילוב הוא נויסייס נפשוי. רב נוסנו says, this is why if you look in חומש, when it explains why you're obligated to pay the worker on time meaning mamish that day or that night when he finishes, it says, you know why? Because he's poor and his nefesh he's waiting, his soul is waiting for that money. That's the wording in the pasuk, literally. Shemishom lomad Rabbeinu Zal shehamomoin shoyrish hanefesh kanal. And Rabbeinu Zal in Likut Emran takes that pasuk and says, so you see that a Jewish nefesh comes for money, because usually a person craves for his a person yearns for his roots. Person is a tree, you know, yearns, you know, and you have this concept in life that a person has a yearning towards his roots, a child for its mother, etc. So when the pasuk uses that wording, that this Jew is poor, this Jewish worker is poor, and his nefesh is drawn to that money, that shows that mamoin is the shoresh of the nefesh. Money is the root of where a Jew's nefesh comes from. Hainu, machmas shehamamoin hu shoresh hanefesh, Shehu hepech hakas, because of the fact that money is the source of nefesh, which is the opposite of kas, because we learned earlier that when a person gets into kas, he loses his nefesh. There's a pasuk, toireif nafshoi biapoi, that the Arizal says a Jew tears up his neshama, his nefesh, if he loses his temper, chas v'shalom, which is something unique to that sin that doesn't apply to any other sins, the Arizal says. It does certain things, certain damage to a person's nefesh that adultery can't do and other things can't do in some ways. So we see that nefesh and kas are opposites, and nefesh and momoin are identical. The nefesh comes from momoin. Therefore, you must pay him on that day. Ki hamtokas hadin v'hakas tzrichen lahamtik b'yoymoy b'oynosoy daiko kifi atzimtzum sheboisoy ayoyim. Because when it comes to fixing the kas and the tzimtzum of a day, you must do it that day according to the tzimtzum of that day. You can only do it relative to the circumstances of that day. You can't postpone that from one day to the next. Shezehu bechinas kriyashma utfila ba'oinosam bezmanam daiko ba'boikiru bo'erev. This is why we find in the Torah that when it comes to two items, kriyashma and shmonesrei, those two items especially, the Torah is very specific about the timing. That if you do it out of the timing, you lost the mitzvah. You know, you lost the mitzvah of Kriyash. Comes to other reading Tehillim. Are you limited to reading it bedafke? If you don't read it within these hours, you're not covered? No, you can read it all day. But Kriyash Ma Shmon Esrei, there's a time in the morning where you could only start from this time. If you do it earlier, you don't get credit for it at all. And if you do it later, you don't get credit for it all. And so too the Kriyash Ma at night. If you read it before Plag HaMincha, zero. And if you read it, you know, the next morning, zero. It doesn't help you if it was the Kriyash Ma of night. She'oz Mischadshin HaNefoshos. Because we said that those two times, night and morning, the beginning of night and the beginning of morning, are times when the nefesh goes through a chidush. It goes through a renewal process. Vo'oz nischatshin kol ma'ase bereishis. And that's when the world goes through a renewal process. V'hakol al yedei hamtokas hakas v'hadig kifi oisa ayoyim daiko. And in terms, what determines how successful that renewal process is going to be is based on how well you're going to succeed in squashing the kas and the din of that time. Ki ikar hahamtoko tzrichen be'es shinoi hoitim ba'boiker ober of the canal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the main hamtoka sadin is required at the time of the changing of the guard, when night changes to day and day changes to night. Alkein oz tzrichem lefroya schara socher. Therefore, you must make sure to pay the worker at that time. Shehu bechinas hamtokas ubitul akas ayde schar pulos leishenoisen loy shenim shach mishefa ashirus. That's how you are affecting a hamtokas adin, a hamtokas akas, by paying him his wages. By giving him his wages, you're taking him out of his kas and bringing him into a simcha, into a hamtoka of charoi naaf. And you must make sure to do it within those time frame.
A time frame is overlapping. If it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you have to the next day to pay him.
We said that if he finishes his work, no, it's that we give you one oina.
One 12-hour period.
Exactly.
So I don't understand how this 12-hour period can surpass two time changes.
Why is it two time changes?
It could be right before
if he finishes his work right before Shkia, then you have the night, period. You can't wait till the night is going to change today. You have to pay him within night.
So you have until the Shachar next morning.
Exactly. Paragraph Vol, Vizeshi Sabik Sovim, Rav Nusnal says this is why it's written in the writings of the Arizal, Biyoimoi Titein Schoroi Roshiteva Shabbos. That in this mitzvah, where the Torah says, pay him on the day of his work, the first letters of those three words spell the word Shabbos. Ki mitzvah zu misugeles biyoiser laham shicholov kidusha Shabbos. Because fulfilling this mitzvah of paying your worker on time is one of the things that will help a Jew draw upon himself the holiness of Shabbos more so than anything else. Ki b'Shabbos hu bitul kol ha'avodos kol halametes melachos. Because Shabbos is a time where there's no work. All work goes bye-bye. All work comes to an end. All 39 types of work, which is which is koilel all kinds of work. Ki b'Shabbos hu ahavo v'rotzoin. On Shabbos, there's just pure love flowing from Hashem and pure rotzoin, pure goodwill flowing from Hashem. Shenizbatlim kol, we say it in Kiddush, right? Bi ahavo uverotzoin hin chilonu, right? Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvoyisah v'rotza bonu, Hashem desired us. V'Shabbos kodesh bi ahavo v'rotzoin hin chilonu. So Rav Nosanzal says, Shen is batlin kol hadinim v'chol akas. Shabbos is a time when the midas hadin is eliminated and the kas is eliminated. Kamei shekosuv, as we say on Friday night in Kigavna, v'chol shultonei rugzin umorei dedina kulu arkin v'sabramina. All leaders of anger and all masters of din all disappear and are removed from Shabbos. Shabbos represents a time of goodwill and love flowing from Hashem, where Kas and Midas Adin, all of that, is forced to leave the premises for that period of time. V'alkein be'emes nimshach mi'Shabbos kol ha'hashpois v'chol ha'brochos v'chol ha'ashiros. Now you could understand a reason why the Torah says that the parnosa of a person comes from Shabbos. The whole parnos of the week comes from the Shabbos Kodesh. Kemo shekosu b'Zohar HaKodesh, as is written in the Zohar HaKodesh, d'minei mizborchin kol shito yoimen. It's from Shabbos that all 6 days of the week receive bracha. Why? Because what's the opposite of parnosa? Kas, charoi naaf. The one day that there's no kas and no charoi naaf, no midas hadin, is Shabbos. Therefore, Shabbos is the day of Parnassah. Shabbos is the day when the Parnassah doesn't have any interference from the one item that could destroy the potential for Parnassah, which is Kas and Charonaf, Midas Adin. Utsrichin lahamshich kedusha Shabbos b'chol yoim. And a Jew is required to draw Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, to draw Shabbos into his Sunday, into his Monday. And to draw upon himself the holiness of Shabbos, which is the opposite of kas, the opposite of din. Therefore, one of the things that will help a Jew bring Shabbos into the weekdays is paying his worker on time. Ki prias schar socher biyoimai hu bechinas bitul hakas. Because paying a worker on time means eliminating kas, and it means drawing by living bedachkus, means he's in the ballpark of kas. Elamai, while things are going relatively normal for him, he's controlling that kas to a degree. The minute he's expecting to be paid at a certain time, and you don't pay him, you see what's pent up, and you see the world that he's in come shooting out. You see him get enraged and angry at the injustice that, besides the fact that I'm being made to work for someone else, and the guy is not even going to pay me also on time, and that causes this chaos and everything, Rahman al-Islam. So a Jew who conducts himself like a mensch and makes sure to pay the worker on time, that Jew is being mamtik the chaos. The fact that this person had to work for you, he's made to feel better by being given the respect and the decency of paying him on time with goodwill and paying him in full, you know, no shtick and no games and everything. That quells his caste, that subdues his caste. For another week, he's in a good frame of mind, him and his wife and his kids, everybody's relatively happy because he's got, even though it's small, even though it's not like he got 100,000, he got just what he needs for a week, but you were mamtik the caste. That's Bechinas Shabbos. Shabbos is the time when caste is eliminated completely, therefore Shabbos is called Mekoyer HaBrocha, Mekoyer HaShefa Nashirus, because caste and Shefa are opposites. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh Shesholach Yaakov Le'Esav, this is why, when Yaakov Avinu was about to confront Esav, when Esav was coming towards him with the 400 men, and Yaakov Avinu wanted to send him a message that don't think I'm afraid of you, he said to him, Vayihi li shor v'chamor, I have oxen and mules and donkeys, tzoin, I have sheep, Vo'eshlecha lehagid la'adoini, and I sent a gift offering of these things to you, Esav, my master, limtzoi chen beinecha, in order to find favor in your eyes. He was sending him this gift, a gift offering. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'lechoira hadover tamua moid. There seems to be a very difficult question here. Lomo sholach loi lohoidia ashirusoi. Why in the world would Yaakov Avinu be sending this gift, this elaborate gift to Esav, to show him how rich he is? Adarabba, ali deze yiskana bo yeser. But you would think the opposite, that Yaakov Avinu should try to conceal his wealth as much as possible so as not to activate the jealousy and hate of Esav. Here it seems he's sending him all this to show you how wealthy. Why? Achal pi ha-Torah hanal mevur adovor heitev. However, based on the chapter on Likutei Moran that this is based on, you can understand very well what Yaakov Avinu was doing. Ki Esav hu bechinas toikev hakas. Esav is the symbol of super kas. Ki hu admoini. We just learned the pasuk in Chumash yesterday that Esav was red. He was born all red, head to toe. Ayin Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, that Esav is the symbol of kas. Al shem shehu roitzeach shofech dam. Rashi says in Chumash that he was born red, which was a reflection as to what he was all about. He was a murderer. He was a person who would spill a lot of blood. Bechinas toikef hakas. That's a person who's assumed to be loaded with kas. Ukemavur bahatoiro shoalues Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, and as is explained in chapter 57 in Likutei Moran, umi shezoicha leshaber hakas ulahamshich hashiros digdusha, and when a person, we learned that when a Jew is zoicha to eliminate his kas, to fix kas completely, and to draw wealth, azai hu hashirus shoimer oisoi lehabo mikas, then his wealth serves as protective armor against anybody that's coming from a place of kas. Kemavur shom b'hatoyra hanal, as is explained in that chapter on Likutei Moran, shehu ashirus hu bechinas choymo, that wealth, one of the nicknames for wealth is it's called a wall that surrounds a person and protects him is his wealth. There's a pasuk that says hoin oshir kiryas uzoi. In chapter 68 in Likutei Moran, which is one of the chapters where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about it, he quotes the pasuk in Mishlei Yudches, where the pasuk says, "Hoin oshir kiryas uzoi," the wealth of a wealthy person is his fortified city, ukechoima nizgova, and it's like a big wall. It's like a tall wall that surrounds him and protects him, which means that a Jew who is zeiche to squash his own to fix his kas completely, and thereby be blessed with wealth, because we said you can't have both, it's either or. So a Jew who is zeiche to acquire ashiras dikdusha, implying that he got rid of his kas, he was misaking his kas completely, for him, his wealth becomes a choyma, a protective wall around him, protecting him from the bal kas, from the one who does have kas. This is why Yaakov Avinu sent these things to Esav, to inform Esav of the great wealth that Yaakov Avinu had achieved while he was by Lavan. This was to inform Esav that Yaakov Avinu had succeeded in eliminating his kas completely. And because of that, he was zeicher to extraordinary wealth. Alkain shuv ein misyore me'esav. Therefore, he's no longer afraid of Esav. Shehu bechinas kas, which Esav is the bechin of kas, because Yaakov Avinu got rid of that. Yaakov Avinu passed that test already completely. Ve'ikar koychoi al yidei pegama kas. And what makes someone vulnerable to Esav? When can Esav do harm to a person? If the person has pegama kas, if the person allows himself to fall into kas, then Esav can attack that person, can harm him. Ki kvar zocho l'ashirus dikdusha. Yaakov Avinu is showing him, I already have holy ashirus, ashirus dikdusha, shehi bechinas choyma, which is like a wall, sheshoymer mikas, which protects me from kas. And as a result of that, he's confident that even his enemies, even Esav, will submit to him and will feel an attitude of peace with him, will be at peace with him. There's one of the stories of the Arizal with his student Reb Chaim Vitalzal, where it talks about a dibuk, a type of dibuk entering inside a woman or a person in the house. And at one point, Reb Chaim Vitalzal's son, I think it was him, was sent to remove this item. And one of the questions he asked it was, what made it possible for you to enter into that person? And he said, because on Erev Shabbos, this person was trying to light a fire or something like that, and something broke, and the person got angry for a moment. That's what gave the opening. That's what made the opening in that person, that this neshama was able to jump in, and Rachman Aslan make the person crazy, all kinds of things. Knows that, again, you have this ruach ra, and it's there, but it can't touch you. Because you're a Jew, you're invulnerable. The second a Jew slips and falls into kas, he becomes open game for these forces of tumah to grab him and chas shalom to harm him. V'zehu vo'esh l'cho l'hagid l'adoini limtzei chen b'einecho. This is why Yaakov Avinu said these words, I'm sending this to you to inform you of my wealth and to find favor in your eyes. Ki ani batuach, I'm confident that you're certainly going to be shalem with me. You're going to be satisfied with me, Esav. You're not going to find any excuse to start a fight with me or anything. I'm going to find favor in your eyes. Because I've succeeded in eliminating my kas completely. Proof is that I have this tremendous wealth that Hashem has given me. Alkein yizbatel kenegdoi gam toikef hadin v'kas shel Esav. And because of that, the kas of Esav and his charoinaf will become null and void before, will become botel in front of Yaakov. It will not stand up to Yaakov. Ki b'chinas sinas Esav, b'chinas toikef hakas, yizbatel al yidei hachoymo shel ashirus shezocho Yaakov. Because Esav's hate, which is the manifestation of his kas and everything, will become eliminated as a result of the wall of wealth which Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to by being perfecting his kas completely. Ubishvil ze hishtadel Yaakov beveis Lavan lahasig ashirus. This is why Yaakov Avinu worked so hard while he was by Lavan to attain wealth. V'chol kavanosei hoyo kedei lahamshich kol nefoshos Yisrael al yidei zeh. He was doing two things simultaneously, which some of us might look at it, and it looks as if Yaakov Avinu was involved in two different pursuits in the house of Lavan. pursuit one was to bring the nefoshos of Klal Yisrael into the world. How? By marrying Leah, then Rachel, then Bilha and Zilpah, and working this and all of that, and that would bring, that would result in the Shivim Nefesh Shel Yaakov, which is the foundation of Klal Yisrael. And he was also involved in the pursuit of wealth. He was acquiring sheep and cattle and bim, all of that money he was saving up with. We see when he left Lavan, he left with tons of money. Rav Nosson Zal says here, it's one pursuit, because the nefoshos come from mamayin. If a person is earning mamayin dikdusha, he's earning nefosha. The two go together. The two literally go together. Shesharosham bashiros dikdusha. The nefoshos of Klal Yisrael are rooted in Ashirus Dikdusha, which means when a Jew earns good kosher money, that helps him to bring nefoshos into the world. Baruch Hashem.